Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Quinny Jenkins from the Atlanta Business League. Quinny, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm happy that you're here because you're here to talk about men.
My favorite subject.
And we're really talking about the Atlanta Business League Men of Influence dinner and event coming up on July 11th. Quinny, could you tell our listeners who are some of the men of influence being honored?
Well, every year we have a very impressive list of men to honor. As we all know, Atlanta is full of amazing African-American men who are really making strides and giving their time and talent and treasure to the city of Atlanta to try to help make it a better place. So this year we have 9 honorees, and a few of those people are John Hollins, who's president of the 100 Black Men of DeKalb County, Samuel Cox, EVP and CFO of Citizens Trust Bank, Theron Johnson, founder and CEO of Paramount Consulting Group, Mark Wilson, president and CEO of Chime Solutions, and several others. We'll also be honoring William Bill Taggart with the Legacy Award this year. So pretty impressive group. It's always a good time, and we hope to see everybody there.
It is always a good time because you can go to an Atlanta Business League event and pretty much meet the movers and shakers of Metro Atlanta. So for our listeners, who should attend the Men of Influence event?
Well, everyone's invited, and it's not just an event for men. Men and women alike are invited, and anyone who wants to, I think it's important for African-American youth, in my opinion, to attend this event. There are so many negative images of African-American men out in the media, and I think it's important for our children to see that the images they see on TV really are few, far, and in between. This is an amazing representation of who we are as a community and who our men are as a community. They're amazing, they're family men, they're professional, they're educated, and it's always amazing when I see young African-American boys in the audience who get to look at these men and say, you know what, that can be me one day. The path that I'm taking may not be the right path right now, but I think that by looking at them and hearing their stories and how inspiring they are, I really think it can change the course of a young person's life. So me personally, I like to see youth there. It's great for adults too. You know, it's a great way to network and maybe see some of the folks that you've been hearing about and wanted to meet in person. You know, it brings out the cream of the crop of Atlanta. So, but for me, again, I like to see our youth there because it warms my heart when they get to see positive images of our Black men.
I think that is important as well because we don't necessarily see those reflections in the mass media.
Absolutely.
So if you don't see it, you might not believe it's so.
Absolutely.
But coming to any Atlanta Business League event lets you become aware of this subculture, so to speak, that is doing wonderful things. You mentioned that there are 9 people being honored, and I'm sure not one person is an afterthought. These are all cream of the crop, African-American men of influence. And they're men of influence because what they're doing in the community.
Absolutely. In the community, in their professional lives. Yeah, they're amazing. And we get a list. I serve as co-chair of this event. And so I'm a part of the selection process. And it's hard to select because we get such an amazing group of men. So going through and reading about these men and trying to figure out who the group is going to be this year. It's really difficult sometimes because they're all so incredible. I'm so very proud to be a part of this event.
And that is one of the things that the Atlanta Business League is about. It is about that networking. It is about providing a platform for the business leaders in our community.
Yes, absolutely.
So for our listeners, you mentioned the youth, but what else, who else should be involved in this event? I know that there's some folks who are listening who may want to be an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. who may think this is something for them. Is it for people who are on the cusp, or should it be people who are already kind of there?
No, I think it's amazing for new entrepreneurs, for folks who are thinking about starting their own business and just need that extra push or that extra encouragement, to see and hear about how some of these folks started from the bottom and now they're at the top. It's very encouraging to sit back and to watch these guys and to listen to their stories. It's encouraging to see them and what they've been through and how they've risen to where they are right now. So new business owners, people who haven't started their business, but they're thinking about it. And the Atlanta Business League overall, it's an amazing place for a minority business owner, man, woman, black, white, whatever. It's an amazing place because they give you the tools you need to succeed, to help your business grow, to help get the word out about your business. So anyone who is in the business community or who is looking to be a part of the business community should definitely attend this event.
So Quinny, tell our listeners how you got involved with the Atlanta Business League and what made you want to chair the Men of Influence event.
Sure. So I work for Southwest Airlines, and in my role, I am the regional leader of community affairs and grassroots, and I cover the Atlanta market. We've had an amazing relationship with the Atlanta Business League for many, many years now. I don't know exactly how many, but well over 7 years now. And so I serve as co-chair of this event because I just think I like giving my time and my talent to this event because I feel like our African-American men need our support. This is where it's most needed. So I love being a part of this event. It's good to see all these men. They all look so good. Everyone's all dressed up in their Sunday best. And you can tell they're really proud to be honored because when you really think about it, who's honoring them? Who is thanking them for what they're doing for this community? Who is saying, oh my God, your accomplishments are amazing and we're so proud of you? We're telling these men that we're proud of them. So when I was asked to be a part of this event, I couldn't say no.
I think that is a wonderful reason because if we don't honor our community, who will?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, for our listeners, they've heard us talking and they're like, yes, I want to go. How do they get more information and how do they get tickets and get involved?
Yeah. So tickets are still available for sale. The event is Tuesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt. And for tickets, you can go to atlantabusinessleague.org, all one word, or you can call 404-584-8126.
Quinny Jenkins, I want to thank you so much for coming, not only to share about the Men of Influence event, but to share a little bit of your story with our listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see everyone there.